What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Another pitch for the birds. Window Nation guest hotline, BaltimoreBaseball.com, Peter Schmuck. Peter, good morning. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm hanging in there, man. And we just heard during Nolan's update, Grace Rodriguez 2025 season coming to an end. Not surprised, quite frankly, kind of anticipated. And, you know, and I was saying earlier, Peter, and you've been around Major League Baseball and the Orioles for years. You know, we've heard, hey, Matt Riley was going to be the next Sandy Koufax. Hayden Penn was Mike Messina part two. But Grayson was like a real highly regarded prospect, and the injury woes have hit him. Harkens back to the days of Ben McDonald, the number one pick in the draft, who was really good when he was healthy, which was a rare occasion, unfortunately, during his Baltimore career. Are we getting to this stage where Grayson is going to be the what-if guy and the God, if he just could have stayed healthy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, he's got time. I mean, it's frustrating to watch what's happened. You know, you got a guy there who, when he has pitched, he's 20-8 career record, and obviously he's a talented guy. It is really sad to watch what's happened. I remember in spring training, you know, they were projecting April 1st, and you know, when the way they described the injury, you know, everyone always tried to avoid saying anything close to ulnar collateral ligament. Supposedly he's never had an ulnar collateral ligament problem, but you know, I was very suspicious at that time that he's just going to be the next great prospect. He's got to have Tommy John surgery. And yet when they said, oh, you'll probably be ready April 1st, when he was still available in the last four rounds of my fantasy draft, I took him and paid a heavy price for that pick. But I, you know, I feel sad for the young man, but you know, still the question is, of course, whether, you know, he has bone chips out, if that's what it is, or he has something being filed down. I mean, they've been very, obscure, opaque, I guess you'd say. It seems like it might be possible that he could be at spring training throwing. It seems like it, if it's not a ligament replacement.
All right, Peter, put your Mike Elias hat on. Wait, unwear a hat, but put his finely pressed shirt on. And what do you do with Bradish and Wells in the final, you know, month and a half of this 2025 season here?
Well, you look at them. I mean, you've got Bradish up to 97 miles an hour. There's an argument to be made, why take a chance having him pitch in meaningless games? But to some extent, you got to see. You know, and for them too, mentally, you got to see. So I think they. I don't know Tyler Wells' situation, because whenever you see an update, it's everyone's focused on Kyle, and Kyle is the, you know, Kyle has the talent to be the ace of the staff. I'm not sure you'd say that about Tyler Wells, but I think he's got to get out there for, if only for his own confidence going into next spring.
Peter, we look at the Orioles as a team disappointing in a lot of the young players, the all-stars of last year, rookie of the year, finalists, et cetera, having down years. And Colton Cowser, we'll go there, got hurt first series of the year against Toronto. Since he's been back, he completely lost at the plate, 0 for 3, 3Ks. It, not to say that he's done or he's going into the Joe Charbonneau realm of baseball immortality, but how disappointing has Cowser been, and what is it like for you watching him kind of flail away at the plate? Still makes his plays defensively, but offensively, it's like, what the hell is going on here?
It's very frustrating to watch. Also because of how stupid his injury was. And I have trouble getting over that. I mean, we've had many years of studies that show that diving into first base doesn't work. You get there later, not sooner. And I know the player's instincts kick in sometimes. But, I mean, I'd go back to Brian Roberts getting a concussion diving into first base and being lost for like 3 months. You know, I mean, the word's got to get around eventually that you just don't do it. And I don't care how how intense you are. And that had, in my opinion, had a huge impact on the first half of the season. And that big hole that punched in the lineup, and you know, he's coming off a very good season last year, and he comes back and he's kind of lost. And I is another guy I just look forward to next year resetting in spring training. He's got to do whatever Jackson Holliday did in the off season to get better against left-handed pitching. And, you know, unfortunately, he doesn't have Matt Holliday as a dad to spend the winter with, but maybe he could send him over there anyway.
Peter Schmuck, BaltimoreBaseball.com, joining us here, 105.7 The Fan. Ryan Flaherty, we know him, of course, part of the Buck teams that went to the playoffs a few times a little more than a decade ago. He's been a hot commodity, Peter, as a possible manager. We're going to assume, I will anyway, Tony Mancino will not get the full-time job. As we look at this young core, Mike Elias, big offseason to bolster this roster, certainly in the pitching side of it, for sure. What about a younger guy with no managerial experience coming in, or would you prefer to see, with a team that's expected to win next year, more of a veteran presence, insert veteran manager looking for a job here?
Yeah, I mean, if you were going to consider, you know, a Ryan Flaherty, that's another situation where you find a way that he comes now and you get to see him for a while, you know, when it doesn't matter. But that's probably not possible. I think that they took a chance on Brandon Hyde, and Brandon Hyde did a great job. I don't care what he says about this first half of this season and four or five playoff losses. You know, you still like Lamar Jackson. He lost a lot of playoff games. So I think that if Flash is really showing as a coach and a bench coach that he's got the chops, you know, it's a young team. Why not all grow together again? And they have to put somehow, whatever it is, 16 prospects to trade. I don't know. They've got to put one more solid starting pitcher, a top three starting pitcher in the offseason to go with Kyle Bradish and Rogers, who's looking great, and maybe Brandon Young and Kramer and Sagano or Povich. I don't know if they're going to bring Sagano back, but right now is frustrating anyway, because let me ask you to look up at the ceiling so you don't have a list in front of you and name three of the relievers other than Keegan Aiken and Cano.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
There's Geraldo Rivera. There's Wolfman.
Ricky
Martin. Yeah, a lot of guys. Yeah. Your point well taken.
You know,
Peter Schmuck.
And Corbin Martin yesterday, I felt sorry for him. And I'm still trying to get my arms around why when I know Povich had 90 pitches and he'd thrown 86 was his top end in the minor leagues, but he's healthy. Why when he gives up a root, you know, not a routine, just a ground ball to shortstop that the guy beats out, that you don't, you know, the guy's been throwing well. Give him a chance to get that last out and get his quality start. And yeah, let's bring in a guy who gave up, what was it? He allowed 8 straight guys to get on base. One with a walk, I think. I mean, it was sad to watch because he's obviously a kid who's trying to make it, and he had been pitching pretty well. But is that what we're going to see the rest of the season? And it does matter. And people say, oh, it doesn't matter. They don't count. It does matter if you're getting beat 11-3 every night. It matters to the fans, and it'll affect them next year. I never questioned Elias. I think he knows what he's doing. But I wish he would have kept one setup reliever and passed on that one extra on that 15th or whatever prospect. Because this, you know, if you have a setup guy, you might win that game last night.
Or kept Danny Coulon. But we have a whole offseason to question the offseason that was for Mike Elias. Peter Schmuck, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Peter, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We're cranking it up for you.
Thanks, Bob. Anytime.
You got it. We'll come back, get to the fun house. But, Benny, you're on your way out the door to one winning drive. Colts and Ravens coming up at 1 o'clock. Little joint practice. Should be chippy, I would assume, but trying to maintain the violence, I guess.
Yeah. It'll be high intensity, Bob. It'll be fun. It'll be a lot of intensity, and you know what I like to do out there is just like, who are we going to be talking about tomorrow? Who is that guy that jumps out? Who is it? Jair Alexander gets a couple picks, you know, or is it Tez Walker makes a great play down the field, you know? Are we talking about Mike Green? Are we talking about Looper like we were on Sunday? I mean, that's what's exciting about today.
Vinny will be back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Me and Nolan sticking around. Funhouse coming up next. Got news from the Nets coming up top of the hour. Going to hear from Zach Gore, Todd Monken, yesterday meeting with the media ahead of this matchup. Buy or sell. Where's the Turn It Up Tuesday money? And then Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com. Boy, he gave the Orioles a failing grade at the trade deadline. I'm guessing the entirety of the season, they might be the most disappointing team in baseball, with all due respect to the Rockies and the White Sox, etc.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.